Big funding announcement from the provincial government as far as flood mitigation goes. A number of projects funded around the province. $2 million for the MD of Bighorn. But, to be honest, I'm trying to figure out if this is a good news story, considering their total ask is closer to $24 million.
The Alberta Community Resiliency Program has $500 million in it. And for the first year, there's $69 million allocated, including the $2 million for Bighorn. And that represents 21 projects in 16 municipalities. But the total ask was 83 applications that were $400 million worth of projects.
Okay.
Canmore didn't get any money in this funding.
Yeah, so the big flood mitigation structure, the quote-unquote dry dam at Cougar Creek. And I was actually curious why Canmore didn't get anything, but there's a good reason for that, isn't there?
Yeah, right now at this stage, they're in design, planning, and studying. There needs to be an environmental impact assessment. There needs to be wildlife mitigations looked at. There needs to be consultation with First Nations. That process is going to take so long that there's no real point in applying for funding in this year.
Right, it's not ready yet.
And the next round, Bighorn is going to make another application.
Sure.
For me, I'm concerned that only $2 million out of the 24 has gone to Bighorn out of this grant program for that project. Less than 10%.
Yeah.
The MD of Bighorn does not have a massive tax base to be able to fund tens of millions of dollars in flood mitigation structures. And in Canmore, we have been operating under the assumption that we're paying 10%, so $4 million, and then the rest is coming from multiple government programs that we have had some guarantees on, others we have not. There's still a question of how many millions we'll get in that round of funding. And the MD of Bighorn, Arive Dean Cooper, said the $2 million will let them keep going, but it's really important in the next round that that community sees some support.
Something that I've felt personally, I don't know, it just sort of seems like Exshaw is kind of getting the shaft when it comes to post-flood stuff. Not as high profile in the media, perhaps, but if you look at the place where a lot of the disaster recovery program claims have gone unfinished or not to the people's satisfaction, they're mostly in Exshaw right now.
75% of that community was damaged, and a lot of it significantly. The disaster recovery program has only so far provided just over $500,000 to residents of Exshaw for their homes. That's something I want to delve into deeper, but that just doesn't sit well with me. It seems to me that this is a community that's kind of being told, you're not getting any more help.
Disaster recovery program and this other program giving $2 million to Exshaw, two completely different programs.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's a pattern that I'm seeing here. I really hope that the MD of Bighorn does get much more of their ask in the second go round.